WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Count the College Station mayor against a request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for more money to recruit additional events to the Twin Cities.
I think they've got $17,000 left to spend, and that's what they have.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Nancy Berry says the CVB should be held just as accountable as the rest of the city.
They came and presented the budget during our budget workshops, and they got $200,000 more in 14 than they did in 13.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you budget, you have to expect what your expenses are going to be. And, you know, the city doesn't have an open checkbook.
The CVB asked for $110,000 to consider giving to 11 organizations sponsoring 13 events. That's estimated to bring $9.5 million to the local economy. The College Station School Board has finished the first of seven steps in redrawing elementary zones. Five speakers at Wednesday's public hearing included Becca Johnson, who 4 years ago moved to keep her children at Rock Prairie.
Those children are getting those foundational years in elementary. It's not just, you know, Play-Doh and, you know, there's more to it than that. And they take that and go to those upper years with that confidence and those friendships that they've gotten from that.
A week from Tuesday night, the board will approve the parameters that a committee will consider in developing new attendance zones. Those recommendations will be presented in August, and the board will take action no later than October. President Obama has rolled out his proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the nearly $4 trillion package is essentially a redo of Obama's economic stimulus plan.
We saw how few jobs were created from the last stimulus plan, and actually the cost per job is somewhere in the neighborhood of over $2 million per job created. And that just doesn't work in the real world of economics. Mm-hmm.
Flores says he sees nothing that fits what needs to be done in the district, the state, or the country. Ted Cruz has changed his mind and endorsed his Texas colleague in the U.S. Senate. Cruz went to Facebook to congratulate John Cornyn's overwhelming win over Congressman Steve Stockman of Houston, who'd been disavowed by Texas Tea Party groups. Cruz's post stated Cornyn has earned considerable respect in the Senate, even though, quote, we have not agreed on everything. The Bryan Fire Department is asking for assistance in learning more about a fire last Christmas Eve.
Tommy's Drive-In, 1520 West 28th Street, the Washateria connected to it, had a fire in it, and we're still investigating that fire.
Fire Marshal William Bouse says anyone with information is invited to call their office at 209-5960. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 43 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, good. We're off to a great start here. See if we can try that again. Mm-hmm. Okay, same thing. All righty then. Let's see. We'll threaten to do the weather here in just a minute if this one doesn't work.
Whether I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting, I train to add muscle and build my inner strength. I am proud that I was born this way. Driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. You can find me on a Coast Guard cutter, along with my shipmates, who are a lot like me, driven and committed to our country and the safety of our citizens. We were born for the Coast Guard.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
All right, here we go at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Becoming partly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs of 55 to 60. Overnight, it's going to be partly cloudy. Lows will fall back to about 40. It'll cloud up during the day tomorrow. We'll have highs somewhere between 65 and 70. More clouds tomorrow night. Lows near 50. Showers, thunderstorms, they look possible during the day Saturday. Temperatures Saturday afternoon should be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. Fight Texas Aggie baseball blanks Texas Southern. A&M Hoops did their best impersonation of Get Smart. Missed by that much. A&M softball does very well as we'll get you caught up in the NBA. Nick Saban's idea about slowing things down didn't work out, and more.
But it's for the safety of the players.
Didn't work.
Okay.
He was sacked.
Good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll do that in sports coming up about 6:50.
So, gosh golly, you know, everybody wants a good deal on a car, right?
Certainly.
I mean, you want to be able to buy a car, get a good deal.
Yeah.
So when the Cleveland, Ohio woman took her newish car.
Define newish.
Yeah, not brand. Okay. Just newish. I don't know. Her newish car into the dealership to replace a flat tire. Surprised to find that there is about $12,000 in marijuana hiding in the tire.
Well, hello there.
Well, why did it go flat? It would seem as though that would be, well, anyway. Mechanics didn't realize anything was amiss until after they had installed the tar and heard a loud thumping as the woman drove off. Yeah. Oh, in the tire they put on the car, not the one they took off. Okay.
Oh.
Upon closer inspection, they found 8 pounds of dope wrapped up in plastic and stashed in the car, which the driver had bought new in August. Okay, so newish. I got you now. Cops trying to trace the pot back to whoever supplied the parts. I mean, think about that now. Exactly where did the pot get introduced into the new car at that time? Did it happen at the factory, or did it happen at the place where they made the tires that went into the car? And if that's the case, that means that there was some marijuana missing.
Sure.
Can we extend it so far as to say that might not have been the only tire that they had done that to?
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, it could well be that there was maybe a shipment that got missed. That probably means that there were some unfortunate things that happened on a lonely road somewhere.
Yeah. More than likely.
Yeah, the delivery didn't actually happen as it should have.
I'm just thinking, right there in the tire.
Yeah, really.
I'm just thinking with it being in tires, now you can really do a burnout.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. A stretch, but that's all right. Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
It was free.
Well, that's what we called kids that did that when I was in school.
That's right. I hear you. Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I'm feeling silly.
Yeah. Feels like a Thursday.
Okay. All day.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we've been voted the best of the Brazos by you for 10 years in a row.
That's because we bring quality floors, lighting, granite, and furnishings together in one easy location.
At prices that won't be beat.
Come in today and see what a difference having a design center will make in your home.
And remember, at Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the largest selections at the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Good morning. It's 7:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 6th of March, and it is Frozen Food Day.
I can do that.
Must be like a bird's eye thing or something like that. It's Dentist Day. Ooh. Tied together with, on the very same day, Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that used to be, that was a comedian's joke for a while. I eat a handful of garlic and chew on Oreo cookies before I go into the dentist. Might as well make him earn the money, right?
There you go, exactly. Well, it's the dental hygienist who has to do all that stuff. But anyway, and you think about how many different kinds of Oreos there are now.
They've, true.
Really extended the brand.
The cookie dough are not good.
Yeah, would you have thought they would be? How about the Rice Krispie? Have you tried those?
No, I have not.
What? All right, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They got Rice Krispie filling and the cookie dough filling, and that's just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you want to just stick with the lard and sugar that's
in there? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of different colors?
Unless you go double stuff, and, you know, every now and then you have to.
Sure. It's also Name Tag Day, if you want to, and Day of the Dude.
Lebowski?
I don't know.
That's got to be the Big Lebowski.
You think so?
Day of the Dude.
Well, I mean, it would seem like Day of the Dude. If you could only find that.
There's only a way to look this up.
Day of the Dudes. It'd be a dude's paper. Huh? From this says from Dudism is a religion of take her easy. okay.
They have been playing around with the tires.
Yes, and actually the pictures that we show do appear to be from The Big Lebowski, which, of course, is one of the great movies of all time.
Ever.
All right, here
That's
we go.
Just like your opinion, man. Yeah,
man, exactly. 6:16. We got birthdays, too.
We do, and in some of the worst movies ever made, we start off today with Shaquille O'Neal, who is 42 years old.
Yeah.
Connie Britton is 47. She is in Nashville. D.L. Hughley, 51. Tom Arnold is 55. Kiki D. Not Elton John, just Kiki D, 67. Rob Reiner, who's done a couple things.
Well, yeah, I'd say so. Parenthood, right? Meathead.
Princess Bride when Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, Spinal Tap.
Yep.
60s.
The same guy who did A Few Good Men did Spinal Tap. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
And Princess Bride.
And Princess Bride, which is a great movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hello. No, I'm sorry. I was going to do it in Diego Montoya. Yeah. It is. He is 67. Martin Cove is 68. He was the bad guy in the original Karate Kid movies.
Oh, all right.
David Gilmour, 68 years old, the lead guitarist from Pink Floyd. Mary Wilson, co-founder of the Supremes, is 70. Marianne Barry Jr.
She set me up. I didn't use that exact phrase, but that's pretty close. Yeah.
Is 78. And Alan Greenspan, 88 years old.
He is not.
No, he looks like 111.
God, he looks like Methuselah. No, I mean, I saw him on TV last week. I'm just going, wow, man.
He's still alive.
Yeah. And he's looked that old for a long time.
Yes, he really has.
Okay. So a company that provides aerial tours of the Grand Canyon notified police that one of their airplanes was missing from Nevada's Boulder City Airport. Officers responded to find a man was taking off and landing over and over and over. Since they couldn't chase him, they had to wait for the landing. On the fifth time, they managed to arrest 47-year-old Paul Michael Weddle. Later told police he wanted to complete the takeoff and landing portion to obtain his pilot's license.
So he was doing touch and goes.
Yeah. He blew a .13.
Ooh.
Turn on your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president's weakness on the world stage is on display for all to see, and the president also this week unveiled his latest domestic budget proposal. Now, while it almost assuredly is dead on arrival, that's the good news. It gives you insight into Obama's priorities. For example, essentially what Obama has proposed here was yet another stimulus program. Total budget proposal, $4 trillion. 2015 alone, we would increase spending by $55 billion. Now, the budget would never, ever balance. Within 10 years, our national debt's going to grow $25 trillion. That means another $8 trillion in new Obama debt. That means you will accumulate more debt than every other president before him combined. Yes, America, we can do better.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, business needs a complete backup solution so they can rely on and protect their valuable computer data. So I'm not surprised that 50,000 small businesses already use Carbonite online backup for their computer files. Carbonite provides secure off-site backup for your entire business, no matter how many computers, servers, or hard drives you have. Now, many businesses use DVDs or thumb drives to back up, but for complete protection, you need Carbonite online backup. You set it up once, then Carbonite backs up your files automatically to the cloud. That means your files are encrypted and they're stored securely off-site. Plus, it's a great value backing up all business computers or servers. And Carbonite also has plans to protect your home computer as well. Now, I strongly recommend Carbonite, whether you need backup on one computer at home or an entire small business. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in the offer code Hannity. You get a free trial, no credit card required, plus two free bonus months with your subscription. Carbonite.com. Offer code Hannity.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 620. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Been there for a while. That's about their third location on University, each one getting bigger, each one getting nicer, each one being able to fit your jewelry needs more and more. And one of the things that David did a while back, it's been, I guess, almost a year, is he actually brought the drawing table, the drafting table, out from the back so you could see what the process is, because it is a process at David Gardner's, and they really enjoy every step of it because they love to design the jewelry right there. They also, of course, count on other designers. There's Scott Kay, there's Natalie Kay, there's Marco Biggio, Mickey Moto when it comes to pearls. Those are some of the designers they have, but the story of design is part of what they do at David Gardner's as well. Then they have the foundry in the back where they actually can create the metal part of the jewelry and the jeweler's bench up front where you see the finished product. it's kind of neat to see, kind of cool to see, and you can watch that progress. But that's one of the things, even after all these years, that David enjoys as much as anything, is creating a piece of jewelry for you. So if you have a special occasion coming up, have something in mind, maybe it's already designed, maybe it's not, they can make that happen for you. So stop in and see them. They're the official jeweler of Texas A&M Athletics at 911 University Drive. And then just real quick, if wedding day is coming up, if there's going to be a wedding, then remember that he has a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged. You go there on the landing page. One half of it is for guys, one half for girls. You click on the proper side, and it gives you kind of the points that you need to know about as you prepare for that big day coming up, and they'll be glad to walk you through every step of the way. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
It could be another rough year for restaurateurs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. This is not what restaurant operators want to hear, but consumers are telling pollsters they plan to cut back when they eat out this year. Alex Partners says most people expect to spend less for each restaurant meal. Only 10% of the respondents said they were likely to spend more. Coffee prices were already headed higher. Now there's word coffee production in Vietnam will be down significantly this year. The nation's Coffee Cocoa Association says the weather in the coffee-growing region has been unfavorable. Vietnam is the world's biggest producer of Robusta beans. New type of accounts being offered by Bank of America. It's for customers who keep low balances, want the convenience of a debit card, and don't want to worry about overdraft fees. There's a flat fee of $4.95 a month. If there's not enough money in the account to cover a debit card purchase, the transaction won't go through. Stock market futures are slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Good morning, 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, we're going to do okay today. It's warming up a little bit. We'll be in the lower 60s with north winds. It'll be partly cloudy, so we do get to see a little bit of sunshine today. Tonight, down in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high temperature probably in the upper 60s. Winds will lay back a little bit, south about 5 to 10. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers in the morning, then 40% in the afternoon. But our high will be in the upper 60s. And then Probably continuing chance of showers at about 40% on Saturday night and a low temperature in the upper 40s. For Sunday, 30% chance of some showers and a high temperature in the upper 50s, so it's not so pleasant. But we're back up to about 75 on Tuesday. Okay, so we'll duck ahead for some good news. We'll be in the 70s on Wednesday as well. So kind of going through a weekend that's so-so, but at least not that really cold stuff that we've been dealing with. Right now, I've got a few clouds out there. Humidity 75%. Winds are from the north at 9, and we've got 44 degrees.
If you ever have to present your ideas to others, there are some strategies that will make you more effective and more convincing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors, and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. If you want to get ahead today, you have to be able to communicate well and express your ideas verbally.
You can have great ideas, but if you cannot communicate persuasively, if I can't move you to action, then my ideas don't matter that much, do they?
Carmine Gallo, author of the book Talk Like TED, says to present your ideas well, telling stories is more important than facts and figures.
Stories are very powerful, and stories are completely underutilized, especially in corporate presentations or in a job interview. Tell a story about a success that you've had in the past. Some of the most successful TED presentations I analyzed, 65% stories, only 25% facts, data, statistics.
If you're going to make a presentation, there's no getting around the fact that you have to practice it a lot.
It's a performance. I talk to some of the most successful TED speakers, people whose videos have been seen like 20 million times. They practice their 18-minute TED talk 200 times.
Today, PowerPoint presentations are everywhere, and if you ever give one,
there's an old school style of PowerPoint, which is all text, all bullets. So if you're giving a presentation, it's really important that you understand that there is a new, fresh, novel way of approaching PowerPoint, which is more pictures rather than words. Because pictures are visual, pictures are emotional, and they're easier to remember.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 43 degrees right now in the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board has completed three public hearings about redrawing attendance zones to fit in a ninth elementary school. A handful of parents spoke Wednesday. Tracy Adams was the first of two, asking to keep a socioeconomic balance of students.
Especially for the feeder patterns as they feed up into the two schools, so we don't end up with the haves and have-nots in the high schools.
Joe Fix called on the district to invest time and money to better provide a more equal education at all schools.
The desire to go to quote-unquote good schools exists because CSISD has allowed these schools to develop and does not address correcting the lag in educational experience within the older schools in the district. The only thing that seems to matter is the inequality of the low SES numbers.
Board of Trustees President Valerie Yokin said after hearing that CSISD had good schools, quote, across the board.
I do think that there are differences on teachers, on their philosophy, on how they deal with the students in their class.
At the board's next meeting on the 18th, action is expected on the parameters a committee can consider in developing new elementary attendance zones. Proposals will be presented in August, and final action is expected in October. It's the fourth time in 10 years CSISD school boundaries have changed. A request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for another $110,000 from hotel occupancy tax money generated in College Station is opposed by Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think we, hold the Convention and Visitors Bureau to the same standards that we give everyone else that is asking for money from the city. And that is, it was budgeted, and that's what they get. And they need to live within their budget, like the city does.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry says the city is struggling how to spend hotel tax money above the yearly appropriation to the CVB.
We don't want this money sitting in the bank. We want it out there using it to create more revenue for the city in ways that we can add to the general fund, sales tax, for instance.
The CVB asked for the additional money based on grant requests from 11 organizations that are sponsoring 13 events, estimated to generate an economic impact of $9.5 million. The proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year has no positives, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It raises taxes. It causes defense spending to be overshadowed by the spending on our national debt, by the interest spending on our national debt. That's very problematic. And it just, it doesn't do anything to fix all the policy issues that under this president have pushed more people out of the middle class and down into poverty and caused the labor force participation rate to be the lowest since Jimmy Carter.
Flores says the job creation portion of the president's budget is similar to his first economic stimulus plan, which cost taxpayers $2 million for each new job. A Christmas Eve fire at a Bryan business remains under investigation. Fire Marshal William Bowes says there was damage to the laundromat connected to Tommy's Drive-In on West 28th Street.
Anything or has heard anything about that fire that they feel like might be important, then call 209-5960 and get in touch with the fire marshal's office. And we'd be glad to hear from them.
Again, the fire marshal's office phone number is 209-5960. United Airlines is getting tough on passengers with oversized carry-on bags. New bag sizers have been installed at most airports. Passengers whose bag exceeds the dimensions for carry-ons are sent back to the ticket counter, where they check the bag and pay a $25 fee. United says it wants to quicken the boarding process. Some travelers say United is simply trying to collect more fees. United has stated a goal of collecting an additional $700 million in fee revenue within the next 4 years. Scientists and researchers are releasing up to 50 paddlefish into a Texas lake they once called home. Paddlefish disappeared from Caddo Lake after a dam was built in the 1950s. The dam changed how water flowed through the watershed. An agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers changes how water is released from the dam so it can more closely mimic nature. It took 10,000 retweets, but a Houston area teenager got his dream date for the high school prom. A Houston Texans cheerleader, 17-year-old Michael Ramirez, a Crosby High School senior, asked cheerleader Caitlin on Twitter if she would be his prom date if he could get 10,000 retweets. She responded, "Of course I will." And within 24 hours, it was a done deal. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime on WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
There you are, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today and ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to make sure that your family's comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Considerable clouds across the area this morning, but that'll give way to partial sunshine. We'll have breezy conditions today. Temperatures will get a chance to warm up. Highs will reach 55 to 60. Partly cloudy weather tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow it's going to turn cloudy. It turns warmer, high 65 to 70. Clouds near 50 tomorrow night. There could be some showers and thunderstorms Saturday. The highs on Saturday close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Throwing strikes and filling it up, and that's exactly what he did tonight.
Talking Aggie baseball, and boy, did they fill it up, and then some. We're talking about actually Matt Kent. We'll get you caught up there. Also, A&M hoops from last night and the NBA, plus Nick Saban's idea about slowing football down was denied. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, the baseball team, I'm glad to hear they were able to win. Need to win, you know, against teams that people have heard of. Pretty helpful. I was listening to Louis, had some guy from Baseball America on his show, and you know, they lost all three to Fresno State last weekend.
Yep.
That was not a good thing.
Nope.
So who'd they beat last night?
Texas Southern.
Yeah. Who's probably ranked about?
I don't believe they are.
Thank you. Yeah. And then.
I'm being ginger.
Nick Saban. Yes.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes. Uh-huh. And out the door with you. And don't come back. Yeah. But, you know, that's.
That was awesome.
You can't blame him for trying, right? So folks understand, offenses that move quickly cause some consternation on the other sidelines when those teams don't move quickly. You know, teams that move quickly do that all the time. So in practice, they do it in games, and so they're ready if another team does that.
And they train to do it all offseason.
Alabama saunters a little bit. So as a result, they kind of get caught, you know, in a bad situation defensively. So
Saban's going, crap, we made the wrong draft choices. Yeah.
So again, he wants to change the rules of the game.
Well, he was still miffed that they wouldn't change the rules on failed field goal returns.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Mercy.
Yeah, I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know I'm kind of disappointed in your performance this morning. Y'all had two misses, and I thought I'd point those out to you. You know, you were talking about that lady with the marijuana in the tires earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And your comment was that it was entirely possible.
Oh!
and you completely missed it, you know. And then secondly, your second miss, the gentleman that was, I think he blew a .15 doing touch and goes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think maybe he was rehearsing for his interview with Southwest Airlines as the pilot.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay. If you've ever seen Pardon the Interruption.
Yes.
You know, then they have a guy on at the end who tells them all the places they screwed up. So thank you, sir.
we have an official show observer.
I appreciate that. Yeah, words cannot express how much I appreciate that, especially that entirely thing. That's not bad at
A little
all.
Disappointing that we did miss that.
Yeah.
Just kind of left that one laying there.
Well, I don't know. We were refuffled. It was early in the day. How's that?
There you go.
Early in the day. So guess what? They've changed the rules of Obamacare again.
Yes, they have.
Shazam. We'll just keep changing this thing till we finally get it right. Never mind what it does to the economy. Never mind what it does to businesses. Never mind what it does to the U.S. American people.
Never mind that it's illegal
because
it's a law.
Turns out we found out what was in it. We don't like it.
After we voted on it and we started reading it, because it's a big thing. It takes a while to get there. And they look at it and go, who was the idiot who put this in
there?
Well,
that's probably the problem. They just now got done reading the damn thing.
So they made, in case you missed it, they made the announcement yesterday that consumers can hang on to health insurance policies that do not meet the minimum coverage standards. You got another 2 years on that. Of course, by then, Obama's off making $150,000 per speaking engagement and laughing.
Oh,
and
I bet you he'll make more than that per speech.
Yeah, probably right. Anyway, so And, you know, if you'll think about it, it wasn't that long ago they were fixing it again or first. Now we're fixing it some more. But actually, without the additional extension, probably would have been a bunch of new canceled policies. And those new canceled policies would have happened between now and November. And you know what people do in November? They go out there and vote. And the last thing you want to do is do something right before the election to get them angry at you.
Oh, I think it's incredibly funny that they pushed it back past the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah. You ever think about this? You ever think about the position on the calendar between Election Day and April 15th? You ever think about that? I mean, you know, by then you've forgotten about it. What you ought to do is put your tax form right there on your refrigerator so you get to see it every day.
Right next to the voter registration card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put them right there together so that you can see them.
To put it into perspective, I saw someone point out that the penalties wouldn't first apply until 2017 because it's the year after 2016.
Sure.
And that will put it roughly 8 years after his signature legislation was passed.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, that is. That's a lifetime in politics sometimes.
Well, it's two presidential
and in some cases six or eight election cycles.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you're following this other deal, this IRS thing.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
You know.
That was a kerfuffle.
When you work for the government, like in the IRS or something, and you're kind of mid-level or upper level, the most important thing that you want is to make sure people don't know your name, okay? I mean, they don't want, and it doesn't matter whether it's the government, any bureaucracy. If you're up there and you got a pretty good payday coming, you don't want people knowing your name, because if people know your name, it means you've screwed up. And her name is Lois Lerner. She is the former IRS official who pretty much was in the crosshairs the first time around. Now, she is former. But that's all right. I'm sure she's got a good job now and a really nice pension. But nonetheless, they brought her back before the House Oversight Committee that's chaired by Daryl Issa to get her to talk a little bit about this whole IRS tax-exempt organization thingy. And please understand, that may be what they're saying it's about, but it's obvious that Congress is saying, okay, we've opened the door to the tomb, and we've got our flashlights on. And yeah, they may be looking at this investigation of conservative organizations and their tax-exempt status, but they're just poking around in there, too. They're looking to see what the deal is and how many conferences you went to and how much you spent on that stuff. And, you know, they're just watching. So anyhow, she's up there yesterday, and she's not going to answer. You're not going to get Doodly Squad out of her.
Now they're talking about contempt charges, though.
Yeah, I understand, and that's, you know, whatever. Somebody will pay for that. Now, yeah, as you know, the opposing parties...
The Koch brothers? No, I'm just...
No. Highest-ranking member is called the ranking member, and that's Elijah Cummings. So yesterday, as all this stuff is going on, ICE is frustrated, okay? She's taking the Fifth Amendment. They've been going for 10 minutes. He's not getting anywhere. He says, okay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Well, Cummings... And I think it's within his rights, said that he had a question. Now, of course, it's not a question, it's an attack, but he went ahead and started anyhow. And he's talking. And what's interesting is, and you may have seen the pictures of Issa doing the slashing motion across his neck, which if he were an NFL player would cause him to be ejected. But since he's only a member of Congress, what that is he is giving instructions to the sound engineer to turn off the sound.
Kill his mic.
Amazingly enough, that's part of the rules of the House. If you're the chairman, you can cut off the microphones of all the other members. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but that's what they do. So anyway, of course, that makes him even madder.
Oh, yeah.
So then he starts yelling at Issa.
And that picked up by every ambient mic on every TV camera that was there.
Exactly. And, of course, the members are calling shame for what Issa's done. Yeah, Issa doesn't care. Okay.
Well, no, because he said, ask your question, mm-hmm. and he didn't ask a question.
Right, of course. But again, you have members of Congress, when they have the microphone and the camera, as Bob Gates told us, You know, they change into completely different people when the camera's on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so he's not going to ask a question until he gets to make his point and get his news bite, you know, his sound bite on the news.
Well, you haven't seen anybody move as fast as you saw Daryl Issa. He could have been in the Olympics getting out of that room and in front of a camera backstage.
Sure enough. Got to do that. Everybody got to get in front of the camera. Now, one of the things that Cummins pointed out, which is bothersome, is that the government spent $14 million on this whole IRS thing right now. And they're saying almost 100,000 hours of people having to do work on it. So, anyhow.
I'd feel really upset about that if I felt the government was complying with what they needed to comply with.
Sure.
But they're not.
It's been just clear as mud and just nothing moving.
With that in mind, next, the CIA has been accused of spying on monitoring computers used by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yes, they have. Man.
Because said Senate Intelligence Committee is ready to put out a report about the CIA's detention and interrogation program. So, you know, wheels within wheels. It's you do this, I'll do that.
Well, there was another one yesterday, even in one of the budget hearings. That there was another blow up where one of Obama's people were in asking for a change in the new law in the budget that was passed and asking for another $25 billion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That what was her name? That's the budget. That's the head budget person for the White House.
And he kept asking.
Jeff Sessions from Alabama.
Yeah, Sessions grilled her and said, you know, look, are you trying to say you want another $25 million on top of what you already said you wanted 10 days ago?
Right.
And this, she wouldn't answer him.
This frizzy-haired girl.
Yeah.
Because she is. Anyway, yeah, exactly. She would not answer, and so he said, let me answer for you. And so he did.
It got rather explosive yesterday up on Capitol Hill.
Kind of fun. Everybody posturing. Okay, take a picture, get a sound bite. That's what it's all about. All right, 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday at Producers, it's spring vegetable gardening. Get lots of information about producing your own veggies at home, but come early. It's one of our most popular classes.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Texas is blessed with some of America's finest nurseries and garden centers. They're a great source of plants and products, but it's up to you to get the most out of your nursery shopping experience. I have some guidelines I've gleaned over more than four decades in our area. Some of them might help get you the best possible results from the time that you spend browsing the plant shops this year. I'll be back with details of working with your neighborhood nursery right after this message. Ongoing drought has weakened lawns, and that makes it easier for water-hogging weeds to take over this spring. Fight back now with Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer. Applied now, it will prevent crabgrass and other spring and summer weeds from germinating. It's important that your water allocation be given to your lawn and not to the weeds. Halts from Scott's prevents crabgrass and other weeds, but only if you apply it before the weed seeds start to sprout. It forms a barrier on top of the soil. Weed seeds can't get a start, but only if you apply it before they start to germinate. This is a weed preventer. It does not control established weeds. Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer can be applied alone or it can be applied the same day as other lawn care products. Rain after you apply Halts won't affect the performance. Do not seed or sod for four growing months following the application. One bag will treat up to 5,000 square feet. It's available at major retailers across Texas. Read and follow label directions for best results. For more information, go to Scotts.com, Scott's Halts Crabgrass Preventer. When you go nursery shopping, keep it as local as you can. Retailers in your neighborhood are invested in your city. They're members of your chamber. They go to your church. Their kids go to your school. They know your soils and your climate, and they know what plants will grow best in your part of the universe. Establish a relationship with your favorite nurseryman. Greet him or her by name and remind them of other things that you've bought from them over the years. They'll soon start greeting you as you come through their door. Texas Certified and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals offer timely, accurate advice. These men and women have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams covering all aspects of horticulture. You'll find them at member nurseries of the Great Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Look for Texas Certified Nursery Professionals and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. Take ample samples and large clear photographs. Don't hold up a tiny iPhone image of your entire landscape and ask for detailed help. Take four or five photos and print them on full-size paper. They don't have to be gallery-quality photos, but they need to be big enough to be seen. They'll be able to draw some quick sketches of ideas, although you might also want to ask about hiring one of their landscape designers, if they have one, to draw a plan for you, a plan that will cost you a little bit, but it'll save you in the long run. If you sketch a basic plan of your property yourself so you can ask simple planting advice, do that landscape plan to scale. You can't build a house without blueprints, and you can't design a landscape without measurements. Go in during the week or on a bad weather weekend. Spring weekends, especially if the weather is glorious, are really busy. You'll have more fun and the help will be more relaxed about taking time with you. Anyone who has worked in any type of retail will understand. Have a firm idea of what you need your landscape to accomplish, because that's one of the first things the nurseryman will ask. You can't decorate a room unless you know how that room is going to be used. Plant quality will vary from nursery to nursery, so shop around and shop at the independent retailers as well. You're going to find the best plants there. Keep logs and receipts of the plants that you buy so you can go back later. If you have questions, you want to get another one just like it, you can do that. Texas has many outstanding nurseries. This is their season. Critiquing plant choices in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. A&M baseball scored five runs in the first two frames en route to a 6-0 victory over Texas Southern.
All three Aggie runners get short leads. Here's the 2-1. Hard hit, line drive, and that's a fair ball inside the bag at first base. One run is home, and here comes another. Two have scored. Going to go for three. Play at the plate. The throw not in time. A double for Cole Langford. It scores three Aggies.
Matt Kent earned the victory for the Aggies, posting a career-high 9 strikeouts in 6 innings. Aggie assistant coach Austin Knight said they got exactly what they needed from the sophomore hurler.
Yeah, that's kind of his M.O. is throwing strikes and filling it up, and that's exactly what he did tonight. That's what we needed.
And it will be in action again this weekend as they welcome Louisiana Tech to Olsen Field. First pitch on Friday is slated for 6:35. Texas A&M basketball had the lead the entire game last night until a late foul sent Missouri's Ernest Ross to the free throw line.
Here it goes, and he made it. Game is tied for the second time tonight. It's 56 each. And here's the next one. He took the lead now at 57-56.
Unbelievable.
He converted both free throws under 10 seconds remaining to give Missouri its first lead of the night and help the Tigers survive a scare from Texas A&M, 57-56. The guys are back in action at Reed Arena. They'll take on Auburn Saturday at 3 o'clock with the action on 1620 WTAW. Interacting with their possible future bosses, 12 members of the Fightin' Texas Aggie football team, class of 2013, were at Pro Day yesterday, and so was Coach Sumlin.
You know, these guys, it gets them in front of a lot of different people. I said, you know, last year with Luke being here and going through the workout, it really gave an opportunity. I think we had, what, 6, 7, 8 guys get into camp last year that probably would not have had that opportunity if it wasn't for Pro Day. And some of the guys who are the marquee players, it brought a lot of, you know, GMs and, you know, higher-ups in organizations here that took some guys into camp. That's really all you can ask.
Since we're talking football, Alabama coach Nick Saban is insisting he didn't have a role in coming up with the proposed 10-second rule that was shut down yesterday by the NCAA. But the coach, who has won 3 of the last 5 national championships in college football, says that the hurry-up offenses are indeed hazardous to defensive players' health. On now to A&M softball, where senior Amber Garza hit 2 dingers as the 13th-ranked Texas A&M softball team beat Texas State 9-2. The Aggies start SEC play this weekend at home against number 15 Missouri. The 3-game series starts Friday at 7 o'clock. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets snapped a 6-game losing streak by beating Dallas 115-110. The Houston Rockets dug out of a big hole, double digits in the first half, to beat Orlando 101-89. In the PGA, despite having back problems that caused him to withdraw last week, Tiger Woods is going to try to give it a go today in defending his title at the Cadillac Championship. The site has changed from the Blue Monster course at Doral last year, where Woods has won 4 times, to Trump National Doral, an entirely different layout. And finally, a small contingent of Ukrainian fans got to turn their brain off for a while and enjoy a sporting event amid political crisis at home. Ukraine eased past the United States 2-0 in a friendly exhibition match. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 is about 3 minutes till Randy Murray packing his daughter Faith's lunch, also one for his son Michael, and to cart them off to school, but they'd missed breakfast. So he made sandwiches to eat in the car en route.
Breakfast sandwiches.
Sure, why not? Daughter popped hers into her pocket instead. When a staff member found it, well, her suspension was automatic.
For a sandwich?
Yes, sir.
Did it shape like a gun?
Gub, sorry. She's 2 years old. She has now 2 years old.
Okay? And she's suspended.
3 days from an Ottawa daycare center.
For a sandwich.
This wasn't a packed lunch or intentionally brought in, Mr. Murray said. It was purely accidental by a 2 year old, but the assistant director of the school said she could not discuss this specific incident. But the French Language Center clearly communicated their policy, which includes automatic expulsion for possession of peanut butter.
Oh, forgive me, but that's crap.
Upon enrollment, parents must sign a contract.
Oh.
Which they review, and we review with them. And this contract specifically mentions we have zero tolerance. Now, it's a French-speaking school, and the daddy doesn't speak French. There's your first problem right there.
That's probably, they're being...
It's going in Ottawa. It's having it up
there. They're language racists.
Exactly. Thought a warning would be more reasonable under the circumstances. Did I mention the girl is two?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
His daughter won't be going back to that school, really, at all. We've decided we're going to take her out of there, and she'll be in daddy daycare for a while until we... line up something else.
I think we need to go back to the hockey sticks story from yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Because I think that would have solved this problem greatly with the director of the school.
Go ahead and just do that. Just whack them up the head with that. And while we're discussing that, that's not the only one. Let's do this one. In U.S. America, an elementary school in Ohio has suspended a 10-year-old boy because he pointed his finger, like a gub, at another student. I was just playing around, the kid said. People play around like this at school. The child who pointed the gun.
Gub.
At the kid. The kid didn't notice it, the one who it was aimed at. It was the teacher who noticed. The suspension there will be 3 days. Imagine the carnage that would ensue.